42nd Psalm will be our text for tonight. I told you Wednesday night, I think most of you were here, that I got quite a shock on Monday when I went in for an eye test and was told that part of my retina of my eye has died and will not come back, and that it will spread, and eventually I will go blind. And that really threw me in a tizzy. I mean, I was very depressed for Monday and most of Tuesday. Then I got to thinking, this isn't right. You shouldn't be doing this. And I thought of the 42nd Psalm. I'd like to read it for you, and then we'll talk about it for a while tonight. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan, from the heights of Hermon until the hill Mizpah. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All of your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me, a prayer to God of my life. I will say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. This was almost undoubtedly written during the time when David was fleeing from Absalom at an extremely low place in his life, where his son literally had chased him out of town, taken over the ruler, and he was living in the wilderness, in the hills, in the mountains of Judea. And pictures a man in extreme distress and how he handles that distress. So let's just look at it as we go through it. He pictures first as a deer pants for the water brooks. In that part of the world, there are very few waters. And often, the animals have to come together to drink. And even they tell us in history that even the lions would come and eat beside the deer and drink beside the deer because there was so little of it. And then the deer would run away and the lions would go chase them and life would go on. But the deer that panted beside the water, for the waters, that just, you can picture the tongue that's hanging out. That wants it so bad that they'll take even the chance of going up and drinking right beside a lion. That's how bad that deer was panting for the water. And David says that his soul is panting for God just like that. I need you so badly, God. That's my whole desire is, when shall I come and appear before God? He said, because I'm in a tough spot. My tears have been my meat. In other words, he was so distressed and so upset, so depressed that he didn't even want food. His tears were his food. And those tears continually said to him, "Where's your God? Why is this happening to you? Why isn't God doing so? Why is this terrible thing going to come upon you?" And then he says in verse number 4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me." And what he was talking about remembering is when he used to go with the multitude to the temple to worship. And he was longing for those days. His spirit was panting for it. His soul was thirsting for it. He said, "I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and with praise, and with a multitude that kept the pilgrim feast." He said, "I long for the fellowship. I long for the joy. I long to have people that are there with me that love God like I love God, that want to serve God like I want to serve Him." And then he chews himself out. And I think it's a beautiful statement. "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" In other words, get a hold of yourself, Don. Get a hold of yourself. This is not right. Why are you cast down? And why are you disquieted within yourself? Why is that happening? Hope in God. What a statement. If I go blind, so what? And I love to read. I love to watch television. I love to watch my grandkids play. I've said all my life, I think I could handle just about any handicap. I could lose my voice. I could lose my hearing. I could lose my mobility. But to lose sight, I don't know how I'd ever handle that. Well, I'm not there yet, and hopefully it'll be many years before I get to that total stage. But I can see it in the future. And how do you handle it? The only way to handle it is to hope in God. To hope in God. He says, "For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance." Basically, what David is saying is, I can't handle it. It's beyond my strength. It's beyond my ability. It's beyond my grasp to be able to say, "Look, Don, you can handle this. Everything's going to be okay. It's good." I look at myself and say, "Yeah, right." You can't do that. Hope in God and praise Him for the help of His countenance. That's the only strength there is. But he says in verse 6, because I'll tell you, when something like that hits your life, you're like this, and then you're like that, and then you're like this, and then you're like that, and then you're like this, and then you're like that, and then hopefully you eventually get back up here somewhere. He says, after he had just chastised himself, "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" He says in verse number 6, "O my God, my soul is cast down within me. I'm just... don't know what I'm going to do. I have reached the end of my strength, and I'm down. I don't know what I'm going to do. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan, from the heights of Hermon, from Mount Pisgah." In other words, everything in my life, the Jordan Valley to the Mount Hermon to the small hills that surround Jerusalem. He said, "You're there. You've always been there. You've been my strength. You've been my shield. And I will remember you." But he said, "God, you need to know that deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls." I feel like problem after problem after problem, wave after wave after wave after wave, just piling on. And he says, "Your waves and your billows have gone over me. My strength is not there anymore. But verse number 9 or 8 says, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song will be with me. He said the Lord is there, and his loving kindness is there. If I will just take my eyes off of me, if I will just trust him, his loving kindness is there. I can tap into that. And he says, a prayer to the God for my life. When I'm down, I'll say to my God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go to mourning because of the oppression of the enemy, the terrible thing that's happening to me? He says, it's just like breaking of my bones, the pain that it causes to think about. And this pain, my enemy, says to me all the day long, where's your God? Where's your God? Folks, it's not wrong to question. Here's David, man after God's own heart, saying, where's my God? Why am I mourning like this? Why am I questioning like this? But he ends up with the same thing that he said in verse number 5. And it's really the only answer. Why are you cast down, my soul? Stop this. It's not accomplishing anything. It's not gaining anything. It's not strengthening anything. All it's doing is hurting. And why are you disquieted within me? Why are you letting yourself, instead of looking to God, look at your problem? Oh, it's a big problem. But all it can do is disquiet you. You can't solve it by looking at it and thinking about it and meditating upon it and dreading it. He says, hope in God. Hope in God. He says, for I'll yet praise him. David said, I'm not going to give up on God. What I've given up on is me handling the problem. I'm going to hope on God because I know God can handle the problem. I'm giving up on my strength. I'm going to rely on God's strength. I'm giving up on my confidence, on me, and I'm going to rely on God. Hope in God. He says, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. Is that easy? No. Not at all. That's extremely hard to do. And I know there'll be days coming in the future when I'll say, why have you disquieted me? Why are your waves and your billows piling over top of me? But I pray for myself and I pray for you that you'll say, why are you doing this? Hope in God. Hope in God. And praise him. The help of my countenance and my God. It's not me. It's not you. It's God that can handle the problem. Is that easy? No. I mean, I think that's the reason we see at least twice in this passage. And if you'll look at the next psalm, it says, vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from deceitful and unjust men. You are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go in mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send your light and your truth and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill, to your tabernacle. Then I'll go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, the harp I will praise him. Oh, God my God, why are you cast down, my soul? Why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. the hope of my countenance and my God. That's three times. David was down and picked himself back up by refusing to look at it, trusting in God, and then down he went again. And picked himself back up by stopping looking at his problems and looking at God and saying, God is my hope. And then he goes back down again. Anyone who's facing any kind of chronic illness, any kind of chronic problems, knows that emotional roller coaster. But the only thing to get you out of the bottom and start you back up is hope in God and praising Him for the help that He gives us. I had a very long sermon this morning, so I thought I would give you back some of that time tonight. If you're here and you need the prayers of the congregation, please, won't you let your needs be known right now while we stand and while we sing.